Chapter 10. The Boat Tour. "Yes, he says that it's fine," says Aggie, and I pass her some money. She gives it to a man who is sitting in the driver's seat of a bus. He counts my money and nods. I follow Aggie onto the bus, and we sit down together. Aggie and I are going on a tour. She invited me to go with her at breakfast. I didn't recognize her at first, but she sat down with me and asked me about Drake. I pretended to remember her, and I think that she believed me. It is a bright, sunny day. I don't think that I have told Aggie about my amnesia, so she thinks that I'm normal. I'm going to try very hard to be normal today. I look down at my hand. I have written, "Be normal" on it. I see Aggie looking at it too. "I should also remind myself to be normal sometimes," she says. Today, I have to find Drake. My parents will get home soon, and then they will come here for me. Going on a tour is an excellent way of looking for Drake. The bus drives us to a big white metal boat on the bay beside the town. We are going on a boat tour. I pretend that I'm not surprised about that as I follow people onto the boat. "Isn't this wonderful?" says Aggie, as we stand together on the deck of the boat. We are looking away from the town across the bay. There are mountains all around us. I can only see one building across the water, a cabin on the water's edge. I can see someone there pulling a small boat up to the shore. The person turns around, walks up to the cabin, and goes inside. "That's a sweet little cabin," says Aggie. "I can't imagine living there," I say. "I can," Aggie says, "maybe for a year or two. I would like to be there in the winter. I can imagine that it's wonderfully cozy there in the dark months." "I wouldn't like that," I say. "Yes," says Aggie. "People say that you shouldn't come here in the winter. But I like the dark, cozy days. Our winters are like that in Finland too." I write a note in my book, reminding me not to come here in winter. The boat starts to move, and the town of Longyearbyen disappears. The little cabin on the shore is gone. I sit on the top deck and stare at the beautiful snowy landscape. The world slows down and almost stops. Everything that I have ever worried about, whether I remember it or not, disappears. There is nothing but this moment. The air is clear. The water is deeply blue. The boat moves silently across the freezing bay. I do not talk to people. I just smile, breathe, and look at everything around me. This is the Arctic. A long time passes. The man from the boat has been talking to people on the journey, but I haven't been listening. Suddenly, he says, "Look, there's a seal." I get my phone out and take pictures of a big, lazy seal with a funny face. He is lying on a large piece of ice near the boat. He turns round, looks straight at us, then rolls off the ice to go for a swim. I want to tell Jacob about him. Jacob would love him. "Look!" someone calls out from across the boat. "Bear! Bear!" We all turn to look. Moving across the ice, between the boat and a mountain, is a big polar bear with two cubs. I take some pictures, then I put my phone away and just stare at them. These animals are dangerous. I know that because it is written on my arm and in my notebook. But they are also beautiful. They don't seem to notice the boat full of people staring at them. They don't care, because they are happy in their world. I know that that mother would do anything to protect her cubs, anything at all. I have seen polar bears, I write on my left hand. I see Aggie watching me. You write on your hands a lot, she says. Yes, people do that a lot in England, I tell her. Hours later, we are coming back towards the town, and I don't want to. I like it on this boat, where the seals and the polar bears are. I want to stay here with Aggie and the other people on the boat. I'm happy here. Flora, says Aggie, pointing. There are some satellite dishes. You said that your boyfriend works at a satellite station. I look across the water and see a building with several satellite dishes at the top of a mountain. My boyfriend, I say, feeling confused. I stare at my hands, but they only tell me to be normal and that I saw polar bears. Then I see the word Drake, and it jumps off my skin. I could be looking at the place where Drake is, and he is the man that I love. I have just spent a whole day on a boat instead of looking for him. I know that I was on a beach with Drake, but the memory of our time together is starting to disappear. I start to feel very sick and move to the side of the boat. Flora, says Aggie, are you okay? What is it? I'm sorry if I said something to hurt you. I realized that things might not be good between you and Drake. You went to look for him 2 days ago, and he isn't with you. I take a deep breath. We are nearly back on land. I want to scream and shout and throw myself off this boat. I want to swim across the bay and climb the mountain to the satellite station to find Drake. But I won't do that. I will stay here and walk calmly off this boat. Then I will run away and find Drake. I will find him even if I have to fight past the polar bears. I am the first person off the boat. I'm going to find Drake, I tell Aggie. Then I run down the road as fast as I can. Now I am in the snow, standing in the middle of a road, feeling the sun on my cheeks. There is an animal standing on the snow beside the road. It has white and brown fur. I think it is a reindeer. Where's Drake? I scream at it. It looks at me, then turns round and walks off. I follow the reindeer. I walk easily across the snow in my heavy boots. The reindeer goes towards the mountain with the satellite dishes on it, and I start walking up it too. Drake! I shout as I go. Something about this feels wrong. I look at my arm and see the words, "Don't leave town, polar bears." I stop and look around. I can't see any polar bears, so it's probably all right. On my left hand, it says, "I have seen polar bears." That means that I have seen them and I'm still alive. That makes me feel better. I will just walk a little way up the mountain and then I will go back to the town. If I look everywhere that I can, I will find Drake. Now, I am on the side of the mountain, and I am freezing. In front of me, there is a snowy, rocky landscape. There are no trees or houses here. There is no Drake. My phone makes a noise in my pocket. There is a text from Jacob. He is my brother. It says, please read your emails.